All right, welcome to our pre-show here for, this is June 6, 2025. This is the anniversary of D-Day. This is the day that, the Allied forces of the world, the United States, what eventually became known as the United Nations. In fact, they were calling them the forces of the United Nations during World War II. And it was after World War II that the United Nations was formally chartered. But anyway, that the combined forces of the United Nations of the world, and really the invading forces at Normandy that day, were Canadian, British, and American, and some Free French forces. The Americans took the brunt of the attack. Omaha Beach is where the Americans landed at both Omaha and Utah. The Americans landed at both Omaha and Utah beaches where Omaha just got fucking nailed. And we lost a lot of people there. The Canadians and the British landed, I think, at Sword and Juneau. But it's a kind of a... it's a kind of a... I'm not clear on that one. But in any event, prior to the landings, the 101st Airborne and the 82nd Airborne, if I'm not mistaken, landed behind enemy lines in France. The idea, of course, was to begin to take out bridges and basically begin to create a lot of chaos there in the rear of the German lines. The Germans saw the incoming planes and began hitting them with anti-aircraft fire, which disoriented the pilots. And some of the planes got off track. Some of the planes slowed their momentum a little bit. So the paratroopers just started jumping out of the plane, wherever the fuck they were. And the effect that it had was a very interesting effect. Rather than landing in these logically concentrated locales, the Germans were reporting Allied paratroopers landing all over the motherfucking place. There was no rhyme or reason to these landings the reported landings of Allied paratroopers. And so the Germans could not figure out what the battle plan was. And as a result, we caught them by fucking surprise. Their own anti-aircraft fire in disorienting and knocking the airborne plane, the airborne troops' planes sort of off kilter a little bit, you know, off the mission path, caused the troops to land in disparate places, and the Germans couldn't figure out what the fuck the plan was. So it fucked them up. It confused them, and it worked to the advantage of the paratroopers. there was created quite a bit of confusion in the rear ranks. Well, where are they landing? They're all over the goddamn place. We don't know, you know. And actually, the original idea, I think, was to have them concentrate in certain specific areas behind German lines so that when the landings took place on the morning of the 6th, the Germans were suddenly fighting a rear guard as well as, hitting the beach with gunfire and anti-aircraft. Well, they were hitting the beach with all of their machine guns and small arms fire, and also there was some cannon fire that was directed at the ships at sea. But they also would have to deal now with these paratroopers, airborne troops that landed during the night. And that, I think those landings began after midnight, but well, I don't know. But I know they were well prior to the actual landings. So D-Day was they say it was a gamble, but in all honesty, in retrospect, the Germans, by that point in the war, they were never a large enough nation to fight the combined efforts of the United Nations of America, Canada, the Soviet Union. By this point of the war, every fucking country in the world was in on it, sending troops one way or the other. Germany was never... I mean, they had a moron running their war plan. His name was Adolf Hitler. And here is the thing that we don't want to do with history. Don't attribute to a guy like Hitler every fucking genius ability known to mortal man. He was a brash motherfucker. He dared people to stop him. He had a lot of bravado and braggadocio and chutzpah, you know. But as a war plan, as an actual commander-in-chief, as a guy that was guiding a war plan, he couldn't have been worse. He was fucking terrible. He was fucking terrible. So with Hitler at the helm, and even if they had a super, super leader, if they had a really accomplished military leader, Germany's time was going to run out, man. They're just too fucking small. They did not have the manufacturing capacity that, for instance, the United States had. And the U.S. had two advantages. One, we had a big country, lots of people to go to work in, and work in the factories and produce these munitions, armaments, everything that the Allied powers needed. But also, we're a country bordered on two sides by ocean, big motherfucking oceans. Our country, geographically, is very well protected. And believe me when I tell you, the Germans and the Japanese throughout the war tried to figure a way to attack us, to turn on the offense against America and to attack us in the homeland here in mainland USA. And the closest they got were the German U-boats were able to harass some of our shipping right off the Atlantic coast. German U-boats hit ships around Jacksonville. German U-boats hit American ships in the Gulf of Mexico. German U-boats hit American ships off the Atlantic coast as far north as New England. I mean, they came right to our goddamn shores, the Germans did. The Japanese, similarly, but not as aggressively, launched attacks with their submarines against the Pacific coast. But the most audacious and brash fucking attack by any of the Axis powers against the United States were the balloons. These were airborne. These were huge balloons aloft on the jet stream that the Japanese had figured out how these balloons would rise up, hit the jet stream, and be transported across the Pacific Ocean. I shit you not, look this up. Would be transported across the Pacific Ocean to the dry and very, you know, flammable forests of America. It was the summertime, the woodlands were dry, forest fires were a fact of life in America. What the Japanese wanted to do was trigger a forest fire so fucking large, it was going to begin to divert the resources and attentions of the American homeland. These balloons had explosives that would be triggered by barometric pressure, I believe. Eventually what would happen, the balloons would deflate and land and then explode. And these would be, I think they were thermal type bombs that would explode and create fire. I don't know how many of them exploded. The most famous of them, one exploded in Oregon, killing a woman and I think one or two children. They were picnicking. They were in a picnic area in Oregon. They came across this thing. I don't know if they touched it or what they did. The explosives went off and killed at least two or three people. And those were the only casualties on the American soil, United States soil, not the territorial soil of Hawaii, but the United States soil, the only casualties of World War II. That's history. I'm Biff Waterby.